The Alaskan Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard. For information and a schedule of events, go to taprootalaska.com. It's 5:35, the Alaskan Music Spotlight, on every Friday at this time, bringing you some tunes from Alaskan artists, sharing the events that are happening in our area. It's going to be a pretty nice weekend. We've got a lot of music in town. And tonight, a special guest, live in studio at KMBA. Today, bringing in touring artist Tim Showalter and Strand of Oaks, performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Taproot. Coming out of the Midwest, coming out of Indiana, and now based on the East Coast for at least the last 10-plus years, I believe. A singer-songwriter using folk rock for storytelling, but the new album came with a bit more real use of the pains of life. That's something that's interesting, the songwriter's journey, even a bit of the unusual pains of life on the new album. KMBA's spinning the new album called Heal. It's on the radio. Welcome to Alaska. Tim, how you doing?
Amazing.
First time here, right?
I'm sitting here looking out at some of the prettiest mountains I've ever seen, and it's just we drove, help me out, it was Turnagain Arm today, and we were at Beluga Point, and I thought I was in Lord of the Rings. I've never seen anything more beautiful. Just very inspiring.
Just a touch different than the East Coast, because we actually have grass.
Well, I grew up in the middle of a cornfield, and what we called mountains were landfills probably in the distance. So this is very, very different, and I'm always amazed. I never thought I'd get to go to Alaska. So
it's great to have you here. We've seen a lot of press lately, and you've been showing up on the World Cafe just a couple of weeks ago, so one of our favorite shows. We've been fans for many years. You're living in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, I've been in Philly for on and off for about 10, 15 years, and it's really my home base. It's hard to call something my home base because we're touring so much, but that is where I was, where I call home. I like it there. It's a really good town right now. We're putting out a lot of good records from different bands, and it's a working town, especially in bands. You know, the guys that just really want to make good records and push themselves further. And
so, you can get challenged by hearing other songs
and
sounds
a community,
around you.
You know, like somebody puts out a record and you're like, I want to put out a record now. You know, and we have kind of fought our way to the top as far as the scene goes, and we're really proud of it. But
plus, being in Philly, he can just swing by the World Cafe anytime and go, hey, Dave, let me on the radio.
Yeah, I would have that guy read me the phone book. His voice, I could hear the rest of him. It's so nice to hear.
The show is coming up tonight, sponsored by Monolith Agency and Taproot. It is Strand of Oaks with Super Saturated Sugar Strings opening this evening and Young Fangs opening up Saturday night. Also looking forward to hearing the new music from Young Fangs. I know those guys coming down from Fairbanks have some new material. But Strand of Oaks is the feature artist and the new project, Heal. I mean, you were healing when you were mixing the final CD. There's fires, car crashes. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
It's the Book of Job, man. We just kind of show up, and I wish my biography reads like a very dark movie. But I'm like, oh, I wish it was a dark movie. And I always say, like, I wish I would say, like, I have survived tattooed on my arm, and I got in a car accident like a week later. So I should have just written...
Meaning a week after that was put on your arm?
Yeah. And survive was written for different reasons, but I should have just written, like, I win the lottery. And then I get to win. I feel like I made the best out of a bad situation. I think a lot of people's problems are relative to themselves, and I tried to make, you know, it's a record written for that, and it's written for, it's heal is in all capital letters because it's not a soft healing. You know, in our day and age, it's kind of sometimes you have to tear the Band-Aid right off and it's going to hurt a little bit, but you have to work through it to really find something. And heal is written in caps because it's almost a command to myself to get better. You know, it's time to get better. It's time to get over this and move forward.
As you began songwriting, it may have centered a bit more around storytelling than reality. And yet the first, and so here you are with an album, Heal, that's starting to deal with reality. And boy, song number one, just right out of the gates, is real. It's moving from telling a story in the form of somebody else's vision, but it's you. Was that tough to, like, be truly real for the first time?
It came very easily to write the songs, but I was mostly nervous about putting them out into the world because I figured, like, who's going to care about what I did when I was 15? And it felt very selfish in nature. But then what was amazing is to realize that there was actually something universal about being growing up, listening to records, and, you know, needing that music, having that one song that saved you from a bad day. And, I mean, we played a show in Prague, and this kid came up, and I grew up in the middle of nowhere in Indiana, and this kid grew up in somewhere in Czechoslovakia and said, like, I love that song because I feel the same way. I'm like, oh, yeah, we all kind of feel that way. And, I mean, that's what this band is about. They're sad songs, but I think life should be, you should be honest with life, but also just kind of persevere through it and move forward. And, you know, I'm actually kind of a happy guy. People get surprised. They hear the record. I'm like, I'm not a sad guy. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Because you got it all out onto CD.
Exactly.
Can we share Goshen 97 as a way to kick things off?
I'd love to.
Let's share the music of Strand of Oaks. It's Goshen 97, track one on Heel, here on 90.3 KNBA. Album Heal, the song Goshen 97 opens things up and kind of describes a little bit about, well, the beginnings of Tim and Strand of Oaks. Tim Showalter live in studio with us. If I turn on the right microphone, you'd hear him. There he is.
There I am. Hello.
So, you know, the album Heal is coming off of some tragedy. It's coming off of some strife. But let's push that aside.
Thank you.
And say, because I actually wrote down, I want to know what part of this new one makes you just kind of giggle. Like, you look back, you just laugh and go, that was so fun.
Man, thanks for asking that, because I've done probably 400,000 interviews, and it's all focusing on maybe, and it's part of it, but I love that idea of, because there's, I heard someone say the last magic we have on the planet sometimes is music. Because if you think about a song, it didn't exist, and whatever chemicals in your brain create this thing, chords, lyrics, drum parts, and that to me is making the record, you know, living up to the point of making the record was difficult. But the second I began to record it, it was a joyful experience, you know. And to
and when you look back on it,
I had the
smile.
Best time. I had the best time. And ever since then, I was concerned at first as a performer, thinking like, oh man, these songs are pretty heavy emotionally. What's it going to be like live? But the minute I got in front of people in a room, whether it be 20 people or 500 people or whatever, I noticed that we're all doing this together. And instead of getting overwhelmed with sadness or whatever from the lyrics, I just became more inspired to play better. And I've never liked playing music more, simply because I need that energy of feeding off people. And I'm a lonely guy. You know, I just said I'm a lonely guy, and I truly am. But the time I feel the least lonely and the most together in my life is when I'm able to, not for ego reasons or that rock star thing,
just
it's
energy.
More of just, I just want to be here in this room with you. Because this is magic. Like, it's magic and inspiring, and life is tough again. But it's not, I want to give people that hour and a half where it's like,
and that's where it's actually real as far as pulling away from all the technology that's out there today. We
exactly.
were talking earlier, and I saw a quote in Spin Magazine where Tim said, the internet, Netflix, and all that bull stuff, it turns us all into infants. And I thought
yeah.
that was a neat phrase. But you also said that's why that's what heal was for me. It was getting away from all that and finding
yep.
something real.
And we want something
real. Which a performance
real.
Is.
And what we're doing right now is real. And I feel like when there's something that I feel very lucky of, like, if I could have, like, whatever it means to have a fan base for a band, my fan base consists of some of the best people I've ever met in my life, simply because people are real. You know, I've had some of the most, I've continued, not to be cliche, the healing process simply from meeting people who listen to the record, and I hear about maybe some of their stories. I share some of mine. Obviously, I'm a talker. My dad was a car salesman, so you're going to have to literally cut me off, because the talking just continues and continues.
Well, and I should tell people I already have a car. I don't know how he sold me one.
Yeah, exactly.
I already have
you
one
got a
car.
Brand new. Yeah,
before the end of this interview, I might have another, but a used one with some miles on it. So, is the full band the full band's not coming up with you?
Oh yeah, they're here.
They're here. That's
we're all here together.
Actually, I should have.
Yeah, we're here and
that.
We're here and bringing it full
okay,
force.
Okay, so tonight at the Tap Room, full band with opening acts, Super Saturated Sugar Strings, followed by Strand of Oaks, live on stage tonight at the Taproot. Information is at taprootalaska.com. Come on by. Maybe a little later, in just 10 or 15 minutes or so, you just might get some tickets to the show anyway. We've got some tickets to give away. Let's share another track from the album. Your pick, which cut here, and give me the number.
I would
which
like
one
to
is
do
something that just pops out as what you would want to hear people to hear?
I'd like to play Plymouth. It's a little softer, but I like the vibe of that.
Seven?
One, two,
it is
three,
Plymouth.
Four,
yeah, Plymouth
five,
is number
seven.
That's one I haven't explored, so together we'll learn more about Strand of Oaks by listening to Plymouth on KMBA, where music matters.
Sometimes I move like shadow. Sometimes
That is music from the new album Heal and the song called Plymouth. And it is Strand of Oaks, Tim Walter live in studio with us, and Evan Phillips here from Monolith Agency. Evan, do we want to give away tickets?
I would love to give away some tickets. I love giving things
right,
away.
Well, hang on, folks. We'll give those out in just a few moments, closer to 6 o'clock, just as we head on into the World Cafe. We'll make sure you have a chance to get tickets. Just keep this phone number in mind, 279-5622. That is 279-KNBA. We'll ask for calls in a few moments, so don't call now. Okay, good. They're not. Hey, wait a minute. How come you're not? The realism of the record is one of the interesting things that I've noticed other reviewers point out, that this is more about you, your life, than the other ones are about analogies of your life. Oh, thanks. There goes the phone. So where is the next project going to take you?
You know, I am diving headfirst already into the writing.
And does it stay real, or does it go back to, like,
I think I turned a page. I turned a page in my life, because Heal was written musically differently, but I think that's a mirror to my own personal life, because I needed to change, and I needed to get more real, because I found myself living as almost a character in my own life as opposed to myself. I know it gets philosophical and kind of psychobabble. But the idea of, like, I know when I want to be my truest person to the songs, to people that I meet, to, you know, my friends and family. But what I'm learning is, usually I used to think to be real is means you have to mine all this dark territory. But when it's coming to this newer record, I'm like, wait, there's also a lot of
positive.
Like, there's positive things. And not like, you know, syrupy positive, but also like, yeah, man. I mean, if we're all getting through this, we're all surviving, and we're all, like, to make it through another day, to make it through a year in this kind of troubled world sometimes, that's positive in itself. It's like you kind of won the boxing round or something, and you're ready to move forward. And, like, I think with this next record, it's still kind of an infancy for creating it, but I'm excited to see where it's going to go, because I feel like, you know, my heroes are guys like Bruce Springsteen, that is about as real as it can get.
That's,
but he's also
example.
Hitting you right in the gut of, like, you feel good, but, like, man, you know, like, I listen to the song Born in the USA, and that's a sad song, but I feel great when it's going on.
Somehow he's real each
yep.
and every time. And
exactly.
I was actually thinking, once you're real, do you feel so diminished that you could never go back to being real? Could you write about real again a year from now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel, I really, my friend is a songwriter, and he said a great point once. He said the faucet got turned on. And I think creatively, whether it's at your job or if you're a songwriter or anything, you know, a mechanic, you know, it's like, do you have those moments where you kind of learn the truth a little bit about what you're trying to do, and you become kind of laser focused in? And I love playing shows, but when I get home, I play my guitar for, you know, 8-10 hours a day. I just can't stop. I've got so many songs I want to write and shows to play that, you know, and I also feel like you have to feel pretty, you know, pretty amazed that, like, I do at least, like, this is what I get to do. I get to be in Anchorage, Alaska right now, you know?
Takes advantage of it with a smile, too.
Yeah.
He's Tim Showalter. He's live in studio. The show is tonight, 9:30. Super Saturated Sugar Strings opening up the evening. Tomorrow night, Fairbanks band Young Fangs opening up for Tim and Strand of Oaks. Full band is on stage
yep.
tonight. The big venues are fun. The small venues are fun. How much are you looking forward to things just exploding and suddenly it's on the radio all over the place and you're playing bigger venues?
I think it's always, you always have to keep it in perspective, because I don't know if I wear the same clothes every day. I'm not like a guy that knows what I'm not. I don't have any monetary goals. You know, I like to have a guitar here and there, but like, honestly, I just want more people to hear it simply because I get to, like I said earlier, I get to experience this with more people. And I've played some of my favorite shows in front of 20 people, but I've also played, you know, big festivals. And it's all matters if you are, again, as real as you can get, you can connect with, it doesn't matter how many people are out there. Like, I want people to somehow, I want to translate the joy that I have being on stage into their lives, because it's one hand feeds the, you know, other kind of thing. Like, I'm here because they're coming, and vice versa.
We've got another song to share, and it's one that we are spinning on the radio. And as long as I've got you here, I might as well get just a little brief explanation on it. You were born in the middle, maybe a little too late. Are you the middle child?
I'm the middle.
In the
family? It's a double meaning. I'm the middle of three boys, and my older brother is a surgeon, and my little brother's in business, and I have a bunch of tattoos and look like a, you know, motorcycle or
and maybe there's the thought in your head, was I born a little too late? Were things better before?
Yeah.
Were you anticipating something that was going to be?
Well, there's the golden haze of nostalgia. You know, and I remember looking through my dad's records, and he had a hi-fi system, wood panel, just beautiful stereo, and I would look at it with awe when I was younger. And I would look through his records, and I'd look at Jefferson Airplane cover, and just look at all his, you know, like, my dad had a great taste in music, but I think about that, and that's when I thought, like, man, what am I doing now? Like, but then I realized that it's cyclical, you know.
Yeah. Everybody feels that.
We all hear stories that our grandpas told us or our grandmas told us, and think like, wow, it must have been different. But I'm like, no, we're all struggling with the same stuff and feeling good about the same stuff.
Let's hear "Shut In" from the new album "Heal." We'll be back, give away some tickets to the show, and then slide back into the World Cafe. Coming up, there is the song "Shut In" on KNBA.
the sun was in my
It is music from Strand of Oaks, a song called Shut In, talking a little about the personal life of Tim Showalter, leading the band. You the leader of the band?
I guess I'm Wouldn't cared. The thing about leading a band is you get people who are better than you to play with you, so that makes you look better. I think if anybody's trying to start a band, hire people more talented than you are, and then it's going to go just easy. So,
but the group's been touring around together for how long now?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing pretty much nonstop since May of last year.
Oh, wow.
So, this is
we're in motion here.
Yeah, this I mean, and we've got a whole world tour. We're going to be in Australia in a few weeks, and
so, folks, you're going to catch some electricity tonight because it's not as if he was sitting in Philadelphia on his butt and says, "I guess I'll start the tour in May and maybe I'll do a little warm up in Anchorage."
Yeah,
we got the energy and the flow here.
But I got to tell you, and I no offense to the South by Southwest Festival where all this music's happening, but we have kind of a joke inside ourselves, like, you can have Austin, Texas right now. We're going to go to Anchorage where it's a little bit more relaxed. We're going to have some fun. And I mean, the second I walked into Taproot, I'm like, this is my kind of place.
This is going to be a show.
It's the kind of place where special things can happen.
It's the kind of experience that brings somebody back. So let's see some wonderful folks out there tonight who encourage Strand of Oaks to come on back anytime to Alaska, maybe even up to a fall festival in the near future, perhaps.
Very cool.
You never know. The new CD is sounding fantastic.
We can still give one more ticket away for tomorrow.
We can still give away another ticket. We've been taking some calls. Call 279-5622. Evan's going to give away one more pair of tickets to the Strand of Oaks for tomorrow night's show, for Saturday night's show, if you can go, 279-5622. Thanks so much for coming on in.
Thank you. I'm hoping to do this again.
You know, it's nice to have somebody who's also available for two shows, so it's cool you had the time to do
that. And you can kind of settle in and make it your home, and I'm just looking forward to meeting everybody that's coming out.
We'll
liked every
off.
Alaskan I've met so far, so you guys have a great record.
We'll send him back to Philadelphia where the snow is after a nice trip here in the sunshine of Alaska. We'll see you guys at the show. It is Strand of Oaks live in studio at KMBA, where music matters. Thanks again for coming
in. Thank you.